Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This book written by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. We've been reading snippets, anecdotes from this book with regard to maut, death. So by now we know that death is a phenomenon that has to be faced by every single person. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Every soul must taste of death. So the death is a dividing bridge between this world and the hereafter. When a person dies, his physical eyes close. But now, so to say, the eyes of his heart open up. Now he sees a real world. That is a world hereafter, the next world. Because that is a permanent abode, everlasting life. Now is when he realizes that whatever our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about life after death is unfolding before his very eyes. That is why he said, "Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu." The person who dies, as if his qiyamah has commenced, because now the journey towards everlasting life has begun. So now he realizes that everything is falling in place like pieces of a puzzle. Everything that our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about Munkar and Nakir coming to the Qabr to question us, the darkness, solitude of the Qabr, all that is turning out to be true. So these are the two people. In fact, one can say, this is a real civilization. Those who now are seeing that life, journeying to the Akhirat, they realize that this world is merely a world of deception. So one must not be beguiled, deceived by this temporary abode. On one occasion, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh was traveling through a certain area and he wished to reach a certain town or village. So as he approached that town, a soldier who was lost, he had lost his way, he asked Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, that which is the way to civilization. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh pointed towards the Qabristan, towards the cemetery. So when a soldier went in that direction, obviously he was intending to go to the nearby town, but the direction pointed, he went that way, and he saw that he landed up in a cemetery, Qabristan. So he became annoyed, he returned, he got hold of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh. He did not recognize, of course, that this is a great wali of Allah. And being a soldier, he took out his heavy boot and he began to beat Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh on the head. That how did you deceive me? Why are you playing jokes with me? Ask you the way to civilization, meaning where is the nearest town? And you pointed towards the Qabristan. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh trying to explain to him that true civilization are the inmates that are found in the Qabristan, in the cemetery, because now the eyes of their hearts have opened up. They know that this is the true life, the everlasting life that they are journeying towards, and the life of this world has come to an end. But as the soldier was beating him up, the town was nearby, people heard the commotion, they came running, they recognized this great wali of Allah, and he stopped the soldier. That, do you know who you are beating up? This is a great saint of Allah, wali of Allah. So when the people explained to him, he began to apologize to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh. But look at the tolerance, forbearance of these walis of Allah. He replied that you don't need to ask me for forgiveness. When you hit me the first blow, before you could hit me the second blow with your boot, I had already forgiven the first blow. And as each succeeding blow rained down on my hand, on my head, I forgave you for the previous blow. So everything is forgiven. These people will not hold a grudge, knowing that first and foremost, this man will have to answer for this in the Akhirat, for his injustice, for his oppression. And on the other hand, there is that Hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala says, "Man aada li waliyan, faqad aadantuhu bil harb," or kama qal, that the person who hurts any of my saints, my walis, I declare war upon them. So these people did not want these type of people to be hurt, to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the same Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, who had forsaken his vast kingdom to live a life of poverty, of destitution. We hear many a time about going from rags to riches. This was the opposite way, going from riches to rags. He became a pauper. And what was the turning point of his life? When Allah Ta'ala wishes to guide someone, Allah Ta'ala deploys amazing methods. When he was still the king of that vast kingdom, once he was sitting in his palace, and he heard some sound on his rooftop. This was a farishta sent by Allah Ta'ala to give this man a wake-up call, that now focus towards the akhirat. So when he heard the sound, he called out, "Who is there?" So the voice replied that, "I am a person, a traveler. I have lost my camel, and I am looking for my camel on your rooftop." So he replied, "You are a foolish man. How can a camel climb on top of a roof, such a high roof? How can you look for a camel there?" So that voice replied, it was after the farishta, he replied that, "Just as I cannot find my camel on the rooftop, you cannot find your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living in the lap of luxury." So that was the turning point of his life. He gave up his entire kingdom, lived as a pauper, traveling from town to town, propagating the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making an effort on opening the eyes of people, focusing them towards the akhirat. So that is why even in that poverty, Allah Ta'ala, if he wished, he could have bestowed him with more riches than his entire kingdom. And so it came to pass on one occasion, he was sitting on the bank of a river, busy mending some clothing of his with a needle and thread. And suddenly, one of his ex-ministers, viziers, that used to be in his kingdom, they came across him, and they recognized him. When they saw the torn and tattered clothing on his body, and they saw he's mending some other clothing with a needle and thread, so the man said to him, "How foolish you are, that you abandon your kingdom for this type of life, this difficulty." So he says to the minister, "Observe this." He took the needle, he threw it into the river, and then he called out that, "O fish of the river, retrieve my needle." Suddenly a whole school of fish popped their heads out of the water, each one in his mouth a solid gold needle. They were prepared to present all these needles to him. There were many fish that came out. So the minister also was astounded to see this, that even a king does not have this type of luxury, where even the fish of the water at his beck and call, at his command. So then he said to the fish, that, "No, I don't want these golden needles. I want my own original steel needle." Then one fish popped his head out, and it retrieved his needle, and he took it from the mouth. So he says to the minister, "Tell me, can this be found in the kingdom, in the palace?" He acceded, acknowledged that this cannot be found anywhere. This truly is a miracle. This is the assistance and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala wants to change the direction of a person's life, he uses amazing ways. Hazrat Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi, who by trade was a perfumer, and he used to have a very lucrative business selling perfumes. When Allah Ta'ala wanted to guide him, one day he had customers in his shop. Shop was very busy. And then a hermit that was passing by, he happened to come to the shop. And he wanted to get the attention of Hazrat Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi for some reason or the other. But because he was busy with his customers, he became annoyed and he reproached him. He says, "Can't you see I am busy?" So the hermit replied, that, "Are you so busy that you cannot even think about your death and about the akhirat? Do you know how you are going to die?" So Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi replied, "Yes, I know. The same way that you are going to die, I am also going to die." So the hermit says, "Is that so?" When the customers left the shop, you are left alone with Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi. He found some space. He said to Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi, "Look at how I am going to die." He lay down on the floor, covered himself with his blanket, and he recited the kalima, and his eyes closed. Malakul Maut extracted his ruh. So he saw the man was joking. When he went up to him, checked his pulse, shook him, he realized that man is truly passed away. So then it opened his eyes that death is so sudden, so unpredictable. Allah Ta'ala guided this special servant of his, informing him beforehand that your time is near, and he prepared for that death. I too should prepare for my death. He closed up the business, and he also spent a life of an ascetic type of life, a life of poverty, making an effort on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh has written an incident that once Malakul Maut came to extract the ruh, the soul of a certain person, a wealthy person, was quite annoyed. He argued with Malakul Maut. Imagine arguing with the angel of death. His argument was that in the world, if some serious situation has to arise, let's say a court case, I have to appear in court, then I normally get prior warnings. If a person gets a traffic fine today too, the fine is sent to him, there is a warning there. If you pay within so many days, it's fine. Otherwise, you'll have to wait for a summons. And then when the summons comes also, then you get first warning, second warning, eventually you have to appear in court. So he says to Malakul Maut that the way of the world is that in a situation like this, an important matter like this, we get several warnings. How can you come without warning and come and extract my ruh, my soul? So Malakul Maut replied that you are living a life of deception. I give you more warnings than even the court would give you. I give you several warnings. When you began to stand in front of the mirror, as you advance in age, when you saw those grey and white hairs, that was a notice that your death is very close. When you began to feel those aches and pains in your bones, your cartilage began to wear out, that was another notice that your death is near. When you began to take ill, you had no longer immunity against daily illnesses, fever, flu, that was another notice. When you began to get grandchildren, that too was a notice that now it is time for you to make space for other human beings in the world. So notice after notice, and you are claiming that I gave no notice of my arrival. So Malakul Maut said to him, unfortunately, many of these types of notices came to you, but you are totally blind. You did not take notice of this. So now it is time for you to leave the world. And he accepted his soul. So in this way, many signs come. A person needs to prepare for his death. As old age sets upon him, he gets children, grandchildren, he should realize that now he has to make space for other people in the world, time for him to go. Talking about notice, once a certain place I was walking outside the shop, there was a board there, and I noticed people looking more on the other side of the board and having a good laugh. So I was also a bit intrigued that what are they laughing about. When I went closer, on this side of the notice board was written, first in big letters, notice. Then it's written there, you will notice that what there is to notice is not on this side of the notice, it is on the other side of the notice. When I went the other side, there was nothing just written, watch this space, that's all. So nevertheless, Malakul Maut gives us several notices to prepare for our death, but unfortunately, we are totally oblivious, we are involved in the dunya, and not paying attention towards this. The other day we read this Arabic poem, here, compiled in this booklet by the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, taken from some Arabic author, but put into this book. There is a similar poem, not the same one we read the other day, but here also similar, something for us to ponder over, to know about the temporary period we'll be spending this life, and that we ought to focus towards the Akhirat. So here to the Arabic, and then the Urdu and English, inshallah.
ضيعت عمرك يا مغرور في غفل قم للتلافي فأنت اليوم في مهلي واستفرغ الدمع مما فات من زمن
واندم بتوب على أيامك الأولي بادر إلى صالح الأعمال مجتهدا فالنجح في الجهد والحرمان في الكسل كن لا محالة في الدنيا كمغترب على رحيل دنا أو عابر السبل اے فرہب خوردہ تو نے غفلت میں عمرہ برباد کر دی, اٹھ کچھ تلافی کر کہ آج بھی تجھے مہلت نصیب ہے. او deceived person, you have wasted your life in negligence. Stand up, make amends, for today you have been granted respite. جو وقت ہاتھ سے نکل گیا اس پر آنسو بہا اور اپنی گزشتہ زندگی پر شرما کر توبہ کر. Shed tears for the time you have lost and by repenting be ashamed over your past life. کمر ہمت باندھ کر اعمال صالحہ کی جانب سبقت کر, کیونکہ محنت میں کامیابی ہے اور کسل مندی کا انجام محرومی ہے. Advance towards good deeds by striving, because in striving there is success and in laziness there is deprivation. دنیا میں ایسا رہ گویا کہ تو سفر کے لئے پابا رکاب ہے بلکہ راستے سے گزر رہا ہے. Live in this world as if you are traveling on a journey or rather like a wayfarer.
دار الخلود مقاما دار آخرة إن الإقامة في الدنيا إلى أجلي وكل من حل في الدنيا فمرتحل يوما لمنزله في إثر مرتحلي هل اعتبرت فكم حلوا وكم رحلوا وإنما الناس في حل ومرتحل إذا تجهم أمر لا مرد له لم يغن عنك اقتناء المال والحول يقوم عنك الأطباء والصديق إذا وقد طووا صحف التدبير والحيل.
ہمیشہ کی اقامت گاہ تو صرف آخرت ہے, دنیا میں قیام تو صرف میعاد مقرر تک. The everlasting residence is only of the آخرت. Living this world is only until an appointed time. دنیا میں جتنے لوگ آئے ہیں انہیں یکی بات دیگر ہے اپنی منزل کی طرف کوچ کرنا ہے. Whoever has come into this world has to journey one day towards his abode, one after the other. یہاں کتنے آئے اور کتنے چلے گئے مگر تجھ کو کچھ عبرت بھی ہوئی, اور یہاں تو جو بھی آیا کچھ کرنے کو آیا ہے. Have you ever taken heed as to how many people have arrived and departed from this world, and whoever has arrived in this world has come to depart one day. جب تجھے وہ حادثہ یعنی موت پیش آئے گی جس کو کوئی ٹال نہیں سکتا, تو مال و دولت, حشم اور خدم تجھے کچھ بھی کام نہیں آئیں گے. When that inevitable calamity of death will occur, then richness and wealth, attendants and servants will not help you. اس وقت حکیم ڈاکٹر اور دوست احباب تجھے بچانے کی ساری تدبیریں ختم کر کے تیرے پاس سے اٹھ کھڑے ہوں گے. At that time the doctors, friends will all after trying to save you, leave you in the lurch.
فَيُدْرِجُونَكَ فِي الْأَكْفَانِ مُنْتَزِعًا عَنْكَ الثِّيَابَ مِنَ الْأَبْرَادِ وَالْحُلَلِ وَيُودِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الْأَرْضِ مُنْفَرِدًا وَيَتَرُكُونَكَ مَحْجُوبًا مِنَ الْمُقَلِ وَقَائِلٍ مِّنْهُمْ قَدْ كَانَ خَيْرَ أَبٍ وقائل منهم قد كان خير ولي وقائل قد حباه الله مغفرة وقائل طام في الدنيا من الرجل فبعد ذلك لا يدرون ما فقدوا وهمهم في اقتسام الإرث بالجدل.
تیرے جسم سے لباس فاخرہ اتار کر تجھے کفنا کی چادروں میں لپیٹ دیں گے. After removing the fine clothing from your body, they will wrap you up in the clothing of kafan. تجھے زمین کی تہ میں تنہا چھوڑ دیں گے اور نظروں سے اوجل کر دیں گے. They will leave you alone in the depths of the earth and they will conceal you from being seen. کوئی کہے گا کہ بڑا اچھا باپ تھا, کوئی کہے گا بڑا اچھا دوست تھا. Some will say that he was a very good father, others will say he was a very good friend. کوئی کہے گا اللہ مغفرت فرمائے, کوئی کہے گا کہ دنیا میں بڑی اچھی زندگی گزار کر گیا. Some will say may Allah forgive him, others will say he lived a very good life in this world. اور اس زبانی جمع خرچ کے بعد نہیں یہ بھی انہیں یہ بھی خبر نہیں ہوگی کہ کون چلا گیا. ان کی ساری توجہ میراث کے تقسیم میں لڑنے مرنے پر لگی رہے گی. After saying all this, that is after all this lip service, they won't even know who departed from the world. They will forget you. All the attention will be directed in fighting for the distribution of the estate.
وَبَعَضُهُمْ مَعَ بَعْضٍ فِي مُخَاصَمَةٍ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَبَيْنَ مَنْصُورٍ وَمُنْخَذَلِي وَيَأْخُذُونَ قَرِيبًا فِي مَعَايِشِهِمْ لَا يَذْكُرُونَكَ فِي خَلْفٍ وَمُحْتَفِلِي يَا أَيُّهَا الْغِرُّ لَا تَغْرُرْكَ صُحْبَتُهُمْ خَيْرُ الْمُصَاحِبِ عِنْدِي صَالِحُ الْعَمَلِ فيما التغافل والأيام دائرة فيما التكاسل والأحوال في حولي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على نبيك طه سيد الرسل يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بہرحال وہ ایک دوسرے سے خصومت اور مقدمہ بازی کریں گے, پھر کوئی جیت گیا کوئی ہار گیا. They will argue over your estate and file lawsuits against one another, and thereafter someone will emerge as winners and others as losers. اور پھر بہت جلد پیٹ کے دھندے میں لگ جائیں گے, وہ تجھے نہ خلوت میں نہ جلوت میں یاد کریں گے. Then very swiftly they will engage themselves in the business of filling their bellies. They will not remember you in solitude nor in public. Are dhoke mein pade hue unki musahabat se dhoka na kha. Sabse acha musahib nek amal hai. Oh deceived person, do not be deceived by their company. The best of companions are your good deeds. Din guzar raha hai, aakhir ye ghaflat kyun hai, halat badal rahi hai. تو پھر سستی اور کسل مندی کیسی. Why then this negligence when the days are passing by? Why then this laziness when the conditions are changing? اے اللہ, ہمیشہ ہمیشہ صلاۃ سلام نازل فرما اپنے نبی طٰہٰ سید المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر. سو اللہ کی وجہ توفیق آف ان شاء اللہ پونڈرنگ اوور آور ڈیتھ, نوئنگ دا ٹیمپرری نیچر آف دس ورلڈ. A very interesting incident written by Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh with regard to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. On one occasion, a man requested of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam that I wish to accompany you on some journey. So he said, okay, I am about to embark on a journey, you can come along with me. So for food on the way, which we know as pat course today, he took along Hazrat Isa alayhi salam three rotis, three pieces of bread. And they went on the journey. After they reached a certain distance, they stopped to rest for a little while, sat down to eat a bit. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam took out the three rotis, put it on a dastarkhan, and he said to this person, one is for you, one is for me. The third one will leave for a later time to eat later. So they ate one roti each. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was distracted for a little while, he turned in the other direction. When he turned back, he saw the third roti had disappeared. So he asked the man, where's the roti gone to? Of course he ate it up, the greedy person. but he will not admit. He says, I know nothing about the roti. Someone must have lifted it from here. So Isa al-Islam said to him, no problem, let's continue on the journey. Allah Ta'ala revealed to him divine revelation that this is the man responsible for having stolen the third roti. So Isa al-Islam thought to himself, although Allah has informed me, let me see if this man can confess, admit on his own. So in order to coerce him in some way to admit, they stopped in a certain place where there were a herd of goats or sheep. So Isa al-Islam met the owner and perhaps he bought one sheep from that person, or the man gave it to him as a gift. So he brought the sheep along, he told them, here's some food for us, the rotis are finished, but Allah has provided the sheep. So Isa al-Islam slaughtered the sheep, skinned the sheep, and then he lit a fire and roasted that lamb. When the lamb was ready to eat, they were about to partake, the man was looking greedily at the sheep. Then Isa al-Islam addressed the sheep and said, قُبْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, to stand up with the permission of Allah. This was a miracle of Isa al-Islam, to bring the dead back to life. And the sheep immediately came back to life. So Isa al-Islam thought that when this man will see a miracle of this nature, that Allah Ta'ala is showing such miracles on my hands, then obviously Allah will inform me who stole the third roti. So he asked him, they tell me who took the third roti. Again, he's not prepared to admit. He said, I know nothing about it. So they continued on the journey. They came to a stream there to cross. There were no boats, no bridge. So Hadith al-Islam said to this man, hold on to my hand. He caught his hand and the miracle took place. They walked on the surface of the water without sinking and crossed the river, crossed the stream without a drop of water touching their body or touching their clothing. So now on the other bank of the river, Isa al-Islam now asks him, they tell me what happened to the third roti. He's still not prepared to admit. So then they continued, they came to a place, a certain clearing. Hazrat Isa al-Islam gathered three mounds of sand. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala, he passed his hands over the three mounds of sand, and miraculously, that changed into three solid gold bricks. Bricks of solid gold. So Isa al-Islam then said to him, the man's eyes were wide open now looking at the gold. Isa al-Islam said to him, listen, there are three bricks of gold here. One is for me, one is for you, and a third one for the person who had the third roti. So now he admits, when he sees the gold, he says, I had the third roti. So this is the condition of men. Today two people say, we are going to the casinos, playing the slot machine just for fun. But when they hit the jackpot and they win those thousands of rands, then there is no fun. Then there is greed. They want to grab the money. So here too, this greedy man, when he saw that he is getting the third brick, just by admitting that he took the third roti, he began to confess. So Isa al-Islam then said to him, I don't need a companion like you on my journey. You have greed for the world. These three bricks can stay with you. Good luck to you. You keep them. So Isa al-Islam continued alone on the journey. This man is sitting gleefully, looking at the gold glinting in his eyes also. And suddenly two robbers happened to pass by there. And they saw this man sitting with three bricks of gold. So they went up to him, accosted him. He realized they are going to steal this from me. So he said to them, listen, there are three bricks of gold. We are three all together, one for each person. No need to get greedy. Let us share it. So they agreed and they sat down. After a little while, the two robbers were hungry. So the one robber sent the other robber into a nearby town or village. They'd go purchase some food, go get some food for us to eat. But now greed set in. That when that person, the one robber, went to purchase the food, the other robber began to plot with this man. And they decided, when he comes with the food, we will attack him, we will kill him. And the three bricks will be for the two of us. He will have no share left in there. But that man had designs and plans of his own. When he was coming with the food, he thought, let me poison the food. I will kill these two people and keep the three bricks for myself. So he came. When he came, he did not know these people had devised that plan. Suddenly they lurched on him, attacked him, and they killed him. Now they thought to themselves, the robber and this man that was with Isa al-Islam, that we have the three bricks to ourselves. Let us first partake of this meal. and then we will take the bricks. The meal was poisoned. When they ate it, they also dropped dead. All three corpses lying there. After some time, Isa alayhi salam was returning. He passed by there. He saw the three bricks of gold lying there and the three corpses. Allah Ta'ala revealed to him what occurred. And he said, this is a result of having greed for the world. So nevertheless, we have to prepare. When sickness comes, it is a notice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now we are approaching that time when we have to leave the world. We have to make preparations. After all these notices, if we don't prepare, it is our misfortune indeed. One person became very ill. Normally when a person becomes ill, he doesn't want to overexert himself. So one of his friends came to visit him. This friend was a bit hard of hearing. So he thought to himself, now this maggot is coming, that I have to speak at the top of my voice to make him listen to me. I have to exert myself. I am lying sick as it is. So that person was hard of hearing. He used to mostly rely on lip reading to understand what the people are saying. So he came to visit him and he asked him the first question, how are you feeling? So this man, because he was not in a mood of explaining to him, shouting on top of his voice, he said, you asking me how I'm feeling, I am dying, man, I am dying. So that person did a little lip reading. He thought the man is saying, I'm recovering, I'm recovering. So he gave dua. That's why Allah Ta'ala makes it sooner than later. So then, after that he asked him, the second question, they tell me, what medication are you using? So he said, medication, I am using poison. I am consuming poison. So the man thought he's given name of some elaborate medication. So he said, may Allah Ta'ala make it course through every vein, every tissue and fiber of your body. And then eventually asked him, that which doctor is treating you? So he said, you're talking about a doctor? Malakul Maut is about to come. Malakul Maut is treating me. So he thought he mentioned the name of a certain doctor. He said, let's hope the doctor does his work very swiftly and very rapidly. So nevertheless, here this poem also gave us a lesson how to vividly meditate over death, to think about the death, so that we can prepare for the day. Allah Ta'ala make it possible for us. May Allah Ta'ala open our true eyes in this world before the time comes for eyes to close. And Allah Ta'ala make it possible that we toe the line of Sharia and prepare for that inevitable day that we all have to face.